What an honor. I mean, this is really an honor. I followed this man's career. He's had an incredible sports career as an executive. Stan Kasten, currently the president and part owner of the Dodgers, joined us on 97.3 The Fan. And how you doing today?
Wow, with that intro, I'm not doing that well, but you know, that was impressive. Thanks, John. It's good to be here with you. I'm okay.
Well, great to have you here. You know, as I mentioned, I followed your career. I mean, I remember once upon a time when you were running the Atlanta Braves, you were running the Atlanta Hawks, and I believe at the same time the Atlanta Thrashers.
Very good. You're a trivia buff. That's great.
Well, I don't know if I'm a trivia buff, but I love sports. And, you know, I'd ask you, what was it like being basically the general manager of an NBA team once upon a time?
It was great fun. You know, I can't lie. Lots of headaches. You know, it's a 24/7 job. If you like that sort of thing, it's a great job. But yeah, it was very cool. Love the NBA. We had a lot of fun in Atlanta. Had some great times. But nothing really compares to what I'm doing now. The gig of running the Dodgers, I think, is the coolest gig in sports, and I'm a very lucky guy to be in that position.
Well, you guys have had a tremendous run. I mean, the ball club's won 7 consecutive division titles. You've been to 2 out of the last 3 World Series. You get beat in that one World Series in the 7th game by the Houston Astros. I know you guys are frustrated, but you guys are just going to go back and regroup and get ready to go after it again in 2020.
Well, with the legacy that we have as members of Dodgers, with the marketplace that we have, with the support that we have from our fans, corporate sponsors, etc., we think we should contend every year, and so that's our plan. We've put a lot of time and money and effort into minor league player development, while also being able to afford a very high payroll, again, because of the support of our fans. So I know not every team is lucky enough to be in that position. We are. We don't take it for granted. We are still aching over not winning, you know, that World Series yet, and so we're working hard every day to take that next step.
We're visiting with Stan Kasten, president, part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers here from the MLB winter meetings here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt. What's a typical day for Stan Kasten at these winter meetings? I'm sure one day is not necessarily like the next day, but what do you try to get accomplished while you're here?
Well, there is, besides every department having their own series of meetings, the trainers, the PR directors, security, all of those things are going on. In terms of baseball, there are obviously trade talks. I sit in on some of them, not all of them. Meetings with agents, again, I sit in with some of them, not all of them. But we confer with the senior management twice a day, first thing in the morning, last thing at night. Typically, those people stay up way past my bedtime. And it's not uncommon for me to wake up or get a text from Andrew saying something happened at 3 or 4 in the morning. That's how these things go. And sometimes they'll need to wake me up for something. But they really are 24-hour extravaganza. It's only 4 days, a lot to cram in. In our case, we don't feel we have to accomplish anything this week necessarily, not for headline purposes, you know. But even on those weeks when we don't, there's an awful lot of groundwork set for things that might happen over the rest of the winter. So it's an important time. We are all together. We can all look each other in the eye and either lie to each other or tell the truth to each other. But we are dealing with each other. And so that's why it's important.
You know, I want to ask you about Dave Roberts. You know, I've known Dave since he was a sophomore in high school. He was a great option quarterback in high school and a great baseball player. Of course, went on and played a number of years in the big leagues. Been your manager now, and he gotten to 2 World Series. And, you know, in the instant day of instant fan reaction with social media, you know, anytime you don't win, you're not a very good manager or a very good coach, or you're not a player that can deliver.
Or team president. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, But from, and you've been around some of the best in the game for a long period of time. How have you seen him grow as a manager in the time he's been with you?
Oh, there's no question. First of all, he came in very well prepared. He had a style that I thought would lend itself well to modern players, and we have seen that. I do think he has grown, getting a little more confident in his own ability to make decisions, make judgments. And there are so many that go on the course of a game that fans, media don't realize have to be made. You know, he has a record, first 4 years in the majors, that might be the greatest record any manager's ever had. And so he's well on his way, I think, to a Hall of Fame career. He's got to be at it a little bit longer, but he's a great representative for us. Done great work with our team. I think our players not just love him, but respect him and work hard within the culture that he has helped to create. And that's hard, as you know. It's hard to hit all those boxes.
Well, hey, I appreciate the time. I know you're a busy man. It's a real honor to meet you, and continued success.
Thanks, John. It's good to be here.